UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777.
People of color, and especially black people, are overrepresented among victims of trauma, economic and physical violence, and, as we've heard examples of even in this program today, discrimination at the hands of law enforcement. But according to the American Bar Association, black lawyers make up only 4.5% of all lawyers, depriving some significant portion of the community from one of the avenues to protecting against these harms and making change. Now, a local nonprofit is trying to change that with an innovative way of encouraging black kids to start from an early age to believe and pursue a career in the legal profession. Natasha Scruggs is an attorney and founder and president of Just Us System, Inc. here in Kansas City. Natasha, welcome to UpToDate.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. We'll also be joined by a moment by a participant in the program, but Natasha, let me start with you. Tell us first about the organization you founded. What is Just Us System?
So Just Us System was founded in 2016, and it was basically a culmination of everything that I had been studying since I was 17 years old. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, so I've been in Kansas City for 6 years, but St. Louis is my home, and as people have seen, we have an issue with police brutality, mass incarceration, defunded schools, racial discrimination, all of that. And when I was 17, my uncle was actually killed by the police, by St. Louis County Police, when he was unarmed. And this was 6 years before Mike Brown was killed and all the lenses was on St. Louis. And at 17, I started studying and Googling how to fix this system, how to change the system. I majored in criminal justice, interned in like 5 different public defender offices in different states. And when I graduated law school, I founded Just Us System. And what it essentially is it's saying we don't have to wait for people. We don't have to wait for celebrities or politicians. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually make these changes and we can actually help our students by supplemental education. And so we provide supplemental education programs and we fill the gaps between the justice system and the education system. And we're building a new pipeline that makes the school to prison pipeline obsolete.
So the Future Black Lawyers Initiative is something new within this work you're doing. What is it?
So this is one of our programs that we have, and it's basically teaching students from 13 through 18. And of course, we do have college and law school students, but it's teaching students how to become attorneys and how to make change. Some of our Future Black Lawyers Institute students end up being something else, like engineering or in politics or something like that. But they all have that lens on how to make that change. And that really impacted me, because when I was in law school, my first internship was in a juvenile justice clinic and a juvenile justice court. And I saw 8-year-olds in handcuffs. And so I knew that if we had a program, we wouldn't need to put these children in handcuffs. We could actually teach them things and give them the extra support they needed.
So obviously, in trying to interest young people in the legal profession, you could, I suppose, introduce them to tax attorneys or estate lawyers or something, but that's not the direction you've decided to go. What do they do?
So we introduce them to sports attorneys and judges, because sports is exciting. And so we do kinesthetic learning. We don't do a lot of lecturing. Our students do very well because they're engaged. They're deeply engaged. So we get partnerships with local sports teams like the Chiefs, the Royals. They work with Kansas City Chiefs attorney Chris Shea and the Royals attorney Adam Sachs. In St. Louis, we work with the Cardinals attorney Mike Whittle. And we just left Boston and we were working with the Celtics attorneys there.
Wow.
So basically, whatever state and city that we go in and where our students are, we're opening that network so that they can be tapped in. And the thing I love about sports is, number one, it transcends race and gender, because everybody loves sports. Number two, it's a huge vehicle to social justice because of the power, the influence, and the money that it garners.
Mm-hmm.
just from an athlete saying something or wearing something. So it's the perfect avenue. It's the perfect vehicle, I mean, to get to social justice.
Well, I want to talk with one of the students who's been involved in this work. Madden Tanner is joining us on the phone. He's a student at the African-Centered Preparatory Academy here in Kansas City, 13 years old. Madden, thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so glad you're here. So how did you get involved in this program?
I was introduced by my mom, who found the program through social media.
And what year are you in school, Madden?
I'm in the eighth grade currently.
All right. And that's a long time ahead to be thinking about what you want to do with your life. But are you interested in the law now?
I am interested in learning the law more so I can understand how to run my own business.
Well, that's great. So what would you say you've learned by being part of this program?
I've learned that sports law is, as previously mentioned, very exciting, but very influential. And I never noticed how far sports law can affect athlete's life.
Yeah. I wonder, is there a particular experience you've had as part of this program that really stands out for you?
I would say being able to see Royals game and meeting a representative for the Royals law division.
That's actually really exciting. Let me ask you, Natasha, how many students like Madden have been involved with the program?
So far, we've helped over 200 students since inception. And a big thing that we try to help is that a lot of students get suspended and get expelled, and we're stopping that pipeline from there. And so we help students actually get back into school and get back involved in what they want to be involved in. So we help all types of students. We also have students that are in foster care. We have students that parents have been killed by the police. Parents are incarcerated. We basically help students that are traditionally disadvantaged, and we give them advantages.
I know you're raising money for this program at this point, Natasha. There's a social media-a-thon next week. You're hoping to raise $100,000. Where can people get more information about the program if they want to support it?
They can go to www.justussystem.org, and that's just JustUsSystem.org, and they can join our Giving Tuesday campaign. I know people might think that their little bit of help support would not help, but it actually will. Just help from everyone. That's what Just Us System was created for.
Madden Tanner is 13 years old and a participant in the program. Madden, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Natasha Scruggs is an attorney and the founder and president of Just Us System. Natasha, thank you for being part of this.
Thanks.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.